You know, I thought coming into this game, that Texas Southern was, I was concerned about their size and the fact that everybody posted up and physicality of it. Certainly very happy to win. There were some bright spots out there. I thought Courtney Fortson, that's the best game that he's played. I thought the last 2 days in practice, he was phenomenal. And he carried it over to the game, made life easy for everybody. I'm just really happy with the way he's playing, his focus, the way he's talking to the team. Big, big time, especially for a young guy. Thought Jason got a chance to get out there and show everybody what type of talent level he has. But I think this is a product of him working harder and getting and focusing on the right things. For the last 2 weeks, he's been practicing really, really well. He did some good things tonight, but there's more there, and the challenge for all these guys, but right now in particular, Jason's. Can I do the right things on a daily basis everywhere else, so I can get to court and can I continue to play as hard as I have been and understand there's two ends of. I mean, so that's our challenge, and overall though. We got to be better than we were tonight. This team shot way too high percentages. They had a high number of turnovers in the first half. They must have really, really cut that down in the second. So our basketball team, even though it's the score was a little bit lopsided, maybe we subbed there and lost some of our lead or whatever toward the end of the game because of some of the lineups we have, doesn't really matter. I mean, we've got to get better. And happy we won. A very important week coming up here with school. Got a semester's worth of work that we got to finish off the right way. We don't want to just finish. We want to finish well. And so we'll be practicing, trying to get better, and try to do as good as we possibly can in school.
Jason came in and he got a right away his shots. How good is it to see him come in and kind of take off like that?
Well, obviously we're proud of him because, like I said before, he's practiced for 2 weeks very, very hard. He's made a conscious decision to try to be better. And it's not necessarily as a basketball player. He's being a better person. He's being a better teammate. He's come with a better focus. And when you do the right things, you're be careful. You're liable to run into success. And that's kind of my thing with him. It's kind of thing with all these guys. Like I said before, Courtney was unbelievable the last 2 days in practice. Not surprising that he has, to me, his best game of the year. So the challenge for Jason and for all our young guys and every basketball player out there is, can I continue to do the right things over and over and over, make it a habit? And if I do that, then more times than not, I'm going to put myself in a situation to have success.
How important is he as a big guard with absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think all those guys are important, but he has certain abilities that a guy 6'7" you don't always see. I mean, he's like I said, you didn't see him all tonight. I mean, he's a terrific passer. I think he's got great speed. I mean, he's got a lot to learn from an experience standpoint. But then he can shoot the ball like that from the 3-point line. He's going to get better. Jason, I've always said it. Jason's got a great, great understanding of how to play. I got a lot of great appreciation for him. In terms of understanding X's and O's, I can talk to him in very short commands, one or two word commands, and he understands what I'm trying to get across to him. Where some guys, I got to go out and I got to stop it. I got to move guys around. I got to show them. I got to show them film. He gets it. He's got a gift to understanding spacing and reading defense. And he has the opportunity to be a very good player.
Jason, more or less, said during the suspension, he felt like he kind of had to make it up to you. Players, were you seeing that in practice?
Did
that come through, and I guess the way he was practicing?
No question. I mean, I don't know necessarily to me or to the team, but he's for 2 weeks, he made a decision to play harder than he ever has in practice. Like I said, to be a better human being, had a better attitude, and that's why he had success tonight. It was a product of what he's been doing.
Steph got that steal with about 12 minutes left to go in the first half. Things really turned around at that point.
You know, I think Steph's been doing a really good job leading our basketball team. And our whole team's had a really good attitude, which if you have a good attitude, you always got a chance. It's a great place to start. I think we played pretty hard tonight. Still, we got to play better. You know, consistency with our defense seems to come and go a little bit. And we got opportunity to make some free throws that will help a lot. You know, we got a chance to... Even though this team plays a lot of zone, that's part of the reason why we weren't able to get as many points as we'd like. Because if you're not stopping them, and you got to go against zone, make more than one or two, you know, reversals of the basketball, the scores are going to be lower. But I think Steph's done a very, very good job for us. Proud of the progress he's made.
You mentioned the defensive consistency, but when y'all were playing well tonight,
it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And I'm a little alarmed by the numbers on the paper. You know, I know it always doesn't tell the whole story, but. It's got to be better than that.
Andre Clark raises.
Yeah, I was happy to be able to get those guys in there and get them some work. I thought Andre did a good job in the first half, you know, because Mike got the fouls. And we need those guys to emerge a little bit and be able to get in there and help us, you know, slap a Band-Aid on something, get us to halftime before we can get him back in there. And then obviously the better they get, it's just going to make us stronger. You have somebody else to turn to.
Yeah, was it just good to get those guys some more minutes? Like
yes.
Another probably still stumbling around the living room.
Yes.
Head on the end table or whatever. You were talking about, but I mean, can you kind of see them both progressing?
Yeah, I thought Brandon did a good job in and got fouled, got in and mixed it up a little bit, made his free throws. Yeah, that's good to be able to get those guys in and give them some work.
Free throws kind of disturbing again. I mean, I know it's a blowout, but not to shoot.
Yeah, again, it's an area we can improve in and can win and lose games for you. You know, they won the game for us against Southeast because, you know, I think Steph made two, didn't he, and gave us a four-point lead. No, he gave us a three-point lead, and we went smack, and they missed both of them. So that's the thing that you worry about with the free throws is that these it can swing games. And, again, I mean, I've talked about this before. It's something that free throw shooting is very difficult to practice because you can't get the feeling of a game in practice. You just can't create that. So nobody guarding you, have the courage, you're a Division I basketball player, get up there and make the free throw. Think about the right stuff.
You got to keep stressing and working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try to create some scenarios and practice and stuff, but I think, you know, the thing that concerns me more sometimes is when you and Sanchez is missing free throws, Mike Wash is missing free throws. I expect sometimes a loss of focus out of the younger guys. That's when he's got to really make some progress in because, I mean, he's going to get – I mean, it's always going to be a part of his game. He's going to be driving a ball, getting fouled, having his hands late. He's got to be able to make free throws.
So how do you like the look with Fortson in there along with McHenry, some of the bigger guys, just being so guard heavy there in the second half?
Well, it's good to have another guy to go to, you know, and make it – obviously with Jason, too, it's a little bit different because he gives us scoring. And I thought those guys did a good job of setting him up. You know, Courtney got him the first couple of shots to start the game, and I think that he's another guy we can get points from. So, you always like to have more points.
You said Courtney had a couple of good days of practice, and you expect him to play well. But is that also maybe the team starting to gel a little bit? Because I mean. Get 11 assists in one turn, and he gets like one turn of every assist.
You know, the biggest compliment I can give Courtney is that he took a bunch of guys in practice and was just wearing out three starters for 2 days. Okay, and you know, it's like the old Bum Phillips line. He can take his'n and beat yourn and take yourn and beat his'n. He's just, wherever you put him, he was just ridiculous in practice. He made everybody better. Turned around, did it in the game. 11 assists, one turnover. That's pretty awesome. I told him I thought this was the best game that he played. So it doesn't surprise me. And again, our whole team's attitude stayed in a pretty good place. And I think we have a chance to get better. We better start doing it because the competition is going to get harder. So I know I keep talking about this, but I like, you know, what some of the young guys have done.
So
So his group, no matter who he was with in practice, he was beating the other guys.
For both days, for 2 days, yeah.
Because I wasn't sure he said wearing out. You know if he meant he was wearing out starters with passes or if he meant he was wearing them out because they couldn't come.
In terms of winning.
Okay.
Playing better.
So whoever he had was winning. Mm-hmm. Whoever was on his group was winning.
19 came from Jason. 34 points from the bench is pretty good.
Yeah, it gives a little pop off there. You know, it'd be nice to be, it's important, you know. Especially the caliber team, it's that lays out there ahead of us. You know, it's and with us being, you know, it's we got to get some scoring. We need guys to be consistent with that. I think obviously Jason tonight was big, was the bulk of that, and we needed him to do the right thing so he can provide that for us. He can. You know, it's just one of those deals where. You knew where points and stuff was coming from a year ago. You never really know from night to night, game to game, where it may be coming from.
John, are you guys closer to where you want to be defensive intensity-wise, like consistently tonight than you've been for a while? Or how would you kind of judge that?
No, I thought we slipped a little bit tonight. But it's hard for me to tell. I haven't had a chance to go back and look at it.
Right.
I at the end of the game, we won by, 19? And then you pick up a stat sheet and you see for the second half they shot 50%. You know, so I'll go back and look at it and stuff. But there are times it's very good.
As a team, 20 assists, only 10 turnovers. Is that an encouraging sign for you?
That's a great number. It's a great number. Especially on a night that, you know, we're going against the zone. You know, you get worried about getting stagnant, somebody having to put the ball down and making tough shots. If you could get 2-1 like that as a basketball team, you could do some damage.
What was the thing? Force made the steal and drove down, puts off the backboard for Clark.
Yeah, I got shielded out. I saw Courtney look back when he first grabbed the ball to see what was going on. And I'm like, please don't throw it back. Because there was a guy ahead of Courtney, and you never want to throw the ball back on the break. And then somebody ran in front of me, and I saw him pitch the ball forward, and I don't know how Andre knew that was going to happen, but that was, yeah.
Telekinesis
or telepathic, maybe.
Did you see Fortson's block there late in the game?
Yeah, I did. It was interesting because Andre Clark's standing there flat-footed, and the guy smallest guy on the floor went and beat the shot up. So, yeah, I just thought his heart, his tough as me, he was terrific tonight.
You may have answered this already, but are you getting the sense that Jason has learned his lesson? I mean, is he totally acting like he gets it, or are you just kind of still waiting to see?
As a coach, you try to never be surprised. So, today was good. Been impressed by what he's done the last 2 weeks. See what happens tomorrow. I'm sure as soon as I turn my phone on, I have a couple reports, something going on somewhere. So he's got to get the breakfast check tomorrow. He's got to go to class. I'm sure he's got study hall all before 3:30. So it's just day to day. We'll not get too carried away.
Anything new on McDowell? Rejoining you at least for practice, or that's the status
quo? We're still in the same position we were the other day.
And you got a week. I know you have finals. You got a week before the next game's talk about. This week coming up, important for academics and all kinds of.
It is. It's a big week. We've got a semester's worth of work, going into here, and we got to make sure that we finish the right way. We don't want to just finish. We need to finish as well as we possibly can, and because it's going to be over with it very, very quickly. We're going to need to practice too to get better, but this week and prepare for school is very important. We don't get this back.
You hear about how all these freshmen are going to handle finals.
Yeah, I mean, it's their first time through. They've never had to deal with this, and they probably don't know the strain it could probably put on you studying-wise. And I would love to see somebody, put themselves in a position to be academic LSEC. I think it'd be great. I keep asking guys every single day if it's going to happen. But
is anybody in position to do that? Or?
I don't know. I keep telling them I'm going to bring my plaque in. We'll knock the dust off. I'm bringing it in and see if anybody can. Yeah.
You got one of those
UK? Yeah, but the competition wasn't very good, so.
Don't they do base it on a certain GPA?
Actually, they do, yeah.
As well as you seem to be playing right now, do you kind of hate to take a week off between games, or can this be a good time to maybe get better practice?
Yeah, I'm happy we won, but I'm not like, well, this is as good as it gets for us. At least I hope not, because, you know, no disrespect to anybody we've played so far. It's going to get a lot harder. We've got to get a lot better. And we're entering a time where when we get, you know, when we finish up with school here and stuff, boy, it's, we got to start getting better. This is the time of year as a basketball team to do that. So, no, I'm not worried about having a week. I think it's good. You have to. You can't. It's hard to do both. It's hard to play games, get ready for games, and give a lot of attention to something else.
You guys off tomorrow?
No, no, we're going to go. We'll be practicing the next 2 days. We'll probably take off Saturday.
Anything else?
Thanks, Chuck.
Based on how it goes.
Yeah. All I can do is SEC.